I'm Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. At the Forest Lake Garden Center in Columbia, employees are busy trimming the extra branches from Christmas trees for customers. People come here year-round for plants and peanuts, and this time of year for fresh-cut Christmas trees. Owner Joseph McDougall has been doing business here for more than a decade, and he says he still loves his job.
So when I wake up in the morning, it's like Christmas, and I get up to go play with my train set. Every morning when I wake up, this is my business, and I built it from nothing.
When the historic flood hit the state in October, McDougall says the garden center was hit hard.
Most everything was gone, and there was a bunch of broken, like the pottery was broken. And then it was pretty incredible how quick people just, it was like every day something really big happened down here, and the next thing you know, we were back open again.
Volunteer groups and members of the community helped the garden center get cleaned up and reopened. But when the bank that leases the property to McDougall took stock of the damage, they told him they would not renew his lease. Before the flood, McDougall says the bank was going to renew his lease, but for only one more year because the city plans to put a new road in the area.
They didn't want to give me a three-year lease because they felt as if in the next 3 years they were going to build the road, but they didn't feel as if they were going to do it next year. But, you know, with that flood happening, I don't see them putting the road in here quicker.
First, McDougall was told he had to vacate the premises by the end of October. But the community responded with an online petition to save Forest Lake Gardens that got more than 1,500 signatures. McDougall hasn't heard anything from the bank yet. I reached out to the bank for comment, but did not hear back. McDougall says he doesn't know how long he'll be able to stay, but he knows he'll have to move eventually.
We're not going to keep a business here and mess up traffic flow because they have to open that bridge. They have to move this entrance down a little further from the traffic light. That's something that has to happen for the future, I believe.
It's the community that makes McDougall want to keep his business where it is. And it's the farmers who have been selling to him for years.
When I wrote a check to re-get all my inventory, it wasn't charity by no means. But when I write a check and I know the whole family that I'm writing the check to, it's different.
McDougall says some of the farms have been selling to the Forest Lake area for three generations or more. If or when he moves, these farms in the community will no longer have a vendor in the area. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Laura Hunsberger.